Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama naman natin sa puntong ito upang ibahagi naman po ang kanyang inspiring journey bilang isang mompreneur. Kasama natin all the way sa linya ng telepono mula pa sa Adelaide, si Cyrene Corpus. Magandang araw, Cyrene!
Hello, Miss Claudette. Good morning and magandang araw.
Ayan.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share my story.
Ayan. It's an honor. Happy kami kapag may kapwa Pilipino tayong nais magbahagi ng kanilang journey o kwento nila dito sa Australia. Una sa lahat, kumusta ka?
Okay naman po. Sa COVID season na to, very thankful kasi hindi naman masyadong affected yung business namin.
Mm-hmm.
And very busy sa kids.
Oo, tatlong kids ano?
Yes, I have 3 kids and also doing a business along with looking after real kids.
So. Wow, power! Okay, so ano muna, chikahan muna tayo. Kwento mo muna yung iyong buhay sa amin, Cyrene. So tell us something about yourself, short bio about you, tell us about your family, at yes. Bakit din ba kayo lumipat dito sa Australia?
Australia. So, I came to Australia in 2011 to study Bachelor of Nursing postgraduate and working student din ako while pursuing my degree. Actually, dream ko talaga makapunta sa Australia because I believe that if you want to change your life, you need to change your environment. So, feeling ko pag pumunta ako ng Australia, may mga magbabago sa buhay ko, sa mindset, and ang course ko kasi no nursing yung tinapos ko sa Pilipinas. So, pag nag-aral ako dito, makakuha ko ng job. Then, after a year, I got my license as a registered nurse.
Dito na yan?
Dito na to,
okay.
Sa Adelaide. Then, nakilala ko yung husband ko.
Okay.
Then, 2013, we got married.
Mm.
And I stopped working after giving birth to our first child.
Okay. Oh, so ano na, full-time wife ka kumbaga nung mga panahong iyon?
Yes, so mabilis yung pangyayari, but I think that was my lowest point and I have a very, low self-esteem that time. I'm not happy with my situation, with just looking after my kids. So iba-iba naman yung situation ng mga bawat family, di ba?
Yes.
So I feel like I'm not feeling valued or I'm looking for a sense of achievement that time. Then I want to be an independent woman kasi kaya ako pumunta ng Australia because I want to work para makatulong sa family and at the same time sa sibling ko sa Philippines. So that time, I know in my heart that I have entrepreneurial skills that I really need to use and want to. I also want to help my husband at the same time and to work as a team. So, and that's why I started my business.
Okay. So, I think valid naman yung point na parang na-feel mo na, ang tawag nito, parang wala kang purpose, di ba? Kasi kapag kasi sanay ka nagtrabaho, housewife, tapos bigla kang naging housewife or nawalan ka ng work, parang ang hirap mag-adjust. Lalo pat, di ba? Oo. Sanay kang kumikita, kumbaga, na earlier before you got married. Oh. So, sunod-sunod ba sila yung mga anak mo? I mean, like every year nagka-baby ka o nanganak ka?
Yes. Oh, maliliit yung gap nila, but I started my business nung isa pa lang yung anak ko.
Mm-hmm.
Then, naging tatlong sila within 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, mabilis yung mga pangyayari.
Oo. So, yun ang naging dahilan kung bakit mo sinimula ng pagnenegosyo.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I really want to be an independent woman and to have personal and professional growth.
Okay.
Yung hindi ko sinasabi na hindi maganda maging housewife lang, depending nga sa situation ng family. But that time, yun talaga yung nararamdaman ko na I want to do something.
Yes, o ayaw mo namang umasa lang sa iyong husband.
In 2015, I started my pram. It's a stroller business because I saw a gap in the market for ready-to-use second-hand pram for a fraction of the price.
Mm.
So, I just focus on what the customers need. nag-start ako noon single prom.
Mm-mm.
And then by double prom, dati ang target ko lang is mga high income earner. Nagdagdag rin ako medium to low income earner.
Mm-mm.
So yung mga prom na yon, nililinis ko siya, then sinasanitize, make sure na quality check before ko ipost sa marketplace.
Mm-mm.
Then mostly local pick up, and meron din mga customers interstate, and did really well and gave me an income more than working as a full-time nurse. Yeah, while looking after my kids. At that time, this really gives me confidence and very happy. Bihira, hindi ko siya masyadong sinishare sa mga friends ko, but I think this is something so meaningful for me and might inspire other moms who want to create another source of income. Kasi mas tataas yung self-esteem mo sa sarili mo kasi nakakatulong ka rin sa husband mo, sa family mo. And at the same time, kung may mga gusto ka rin turungan na charity, di ba, hindi na kinukuha yun sa single income ng family.
Kumbaga, may contribution ka sa inyong pamilya. Pero,
yes.
Cyrene, tell me more about itong pram business mo. So, ano to? Nagpaparenta ka ng mga pram, mga stroller, mga pambaby, mga baby stuff. Nirerentahan nila. First time ako nakarinig nito.
Hindi nirerentahan. It's like buy and sell. So mostly, I'm very aware with the market value of the pram, kung magkano siya binivented like sa David Jones or Baby Bunting. So nakikita ko sa marketplace pag may nag-post like sa Gumtree na mukha lang siya madumi or hindi mag-presentable yung pagkaka-photo nila, binibili ko yon, then make sure sanitize ko siya, and pag pinicturean ko, para siyang premium looking, like nakasin talaga yun. So para mag-visualize ng customer na, oh, kapag sa akin to mukhang malinis na yung ready to use, kasi very busy ang mga moms dito, diba, sa Australia. So most of the time wala naman silang helper, so gusto nila pag bumili sila ng second hand item, ready to use na. So yun yung ginagawa ko.
Buy and sell. Wow.
Parang ganon ang mga prom items. So nadagdagan rin siya, may mga cut, mga baby, aside from baby prams, cut, I forgot, car seats, mga mamaru, iba-iba, mga premium brand.
Okay.
Yung mga tina-target ko talaga, yung mga mom. So, yeah, then in 2017, kasi contagious yun, iba-iba yung mga business. Yun, iba may history, business history. So, nag-grow siya. In 2017, I added furniture products like mid-century items. Yan yung current business rin namin ngayon ng husband ko. Because I observed the demand and supply for these categories.
Mm-mm.
So, since my husband at the time was still working full-time as an employee, we're doing local pick-up ng mga items after his long day of work.
Mm-mm.
Pero minsan, pag wala siya, nag-hire na lang ako ng removalist para, alam mo yun, dalhin sa bahay, then staging ko, i-resell ko. Kasi basta alam mo yung value ng product. And yeah, then, sorry, my husband quit his job in 2017 to join me in the business.
Ah, okay. So, nag-full-time din siya, negosyante.
Yes, so, ngayon, full-time na kami.
Oo, so talagang maganda yung kita kasi he was willing to give up his regular job, regular day job.
Yes.
Ah.
And he has creative skills on mag-DIY, kaya naka-help rin yun sa business. Dati kasi, pag we have mid-century items, so kalimutan ko na yung prom kasi kinlose ko na siya ng may mid-century items kami. So nag-focus na ako sa mid-century items. Dati kasi, nung nag-work pa siyang full-time, hindi namin siya nire-restore. So kung anong kinuha lang namin, yun na yung ibibenta namin. And parang mababa yung value ng pagkabenta namin. And ngayon, nakita namin very low supply and ang taas ng demand. So nire-restore namin ang husband ko para showroom condition na siya. Kasi
galing.
Mahal siya sa mga shop talaga, mid-century items. Yung rare items na lang siya.
Saan mo naman nasa-source yung mga binibenta mo?
Means local from local sellers, then meron din from auction, then from interstates. Nag-hire na lang kami ng mga freight forwarder, mga backloader. So yun, ina-arrange na lang namin by phone. But, kasi ang taas na ng demand dito sa South Australia and wala na ring supply.
Okay, so after nitong yung furniture business, ay gusto mo pa talagang umarangkada, may isa ka pang negosyo. Ito yung Junior Skin Co. Wow. So tell me a little something
Junior
about
Skin
this one.
Co. Yeah, Junior Skin Co. This is just my passionate product because it started with just a single journey to remove those unwanted hairs and enjoy silky smooth skin just in the comfort of your own home. Kasi natatandaan ko dati, even since I was a teenager, I used to do waxing, plucking.
Mm-mm. Relate ako dyan.
And may mga instances pa nung college students kami. Binubunutan ko ng buhok ng kilikili yung friend ko. Then after, nabubunutan niya rin ako. And yung mom ko, nagpapabunot rin sa akin. I don't know if you can relate.
I can relate.
So time-consuming, right?
Oo, time-consuming nga talaga. At saka masakit.
Very painful, Then, once I had kids, professional services were too expensive and time-consuming to keep up. Then I also found myself in conversation with friends, my sister, and other women who were experiencing the same frustration.
Mm.
So I realized yung demand dun sa simple hair removal. And to find products na talagang they feel good about themselves and not time consuming, you can just do it at home. So I made a research about IPL treatment. I tried it myself and just simply amazing results. So, doon na nag-start yung pag-outsource ko ng product.
Okay. So, dalawang negosyo nyo ngayon. Ito yung furniture at ito yung IPL treatment. Mamaya pag-uusapan natin more about the IPL treatment, no? Cyrene, but at this point, matanong ko lang din, ano ba yung mga challenges o mga hamon na na-experience ninyo sa pagpapatakbo ng negosyo?
Challenges sa furniture business.
Oh, siguro in general, both in both businesses, in
general,
running a business. Oh.
Yeah, because entrepreneurship journey got lots of ups and downs. So kailangan maging persistent ka sa, sa mga challenges.
Mm-mm.
And you need to find solution kasi may mga months na mababa yung sales.
Mm-mm.
So you need to find solution. Paano ko ba ma-increase yung sales or mag-strategize ng ibang strategy of marketing, but just don't give up.
Mm-mm.
You need to find solution. So, mm-hmm. And what else? Competition, normal naman yung competition. Competition means yung business mo very in demand and may mga customers. Minsan, may mga downside din yan, pero kinoconvert na lang namin siya na positive din yan kasi hindi lang naman ikaw yung may business. So, kailangan din nila ng customer.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ngayon, sabi century items, simula ng pandemic, marami rin pumasok sa business ng parang sa niche na to.
Okay, yes, oo.
So, parang mas naging innovative kami and creative para
Okay. So, yun yung mga major challenges na naranasan ninyo sa pagpapatakbo ng negosyo.
Yes. And what else? So, parang kalimutan ko.
How about in terms of balancing yung family time ninyo at negosyo? Were you able to have more family time after giving up yung regular day job mo o mas naging busy kayo ngayon na nagnenegosyo kayo tapos meron pa kayong inaalaga ang mga bata?
Mm-hmm. So, good thing din kasi yung husband ko nag-join na sa akin sa business. Dati yung husband ko nag-work pa as employee, napaka-busy ko kasi I'm doing a business and looking after the three kids. Mag-school pa yung son ko na kailangan ko ihatid ang sundo and nang paikwento ko lang.
Yes, go for it.
Yes, so yung routine ko dati nung hindi pa nag-quit ng job yung husband ko, so kailangan gumising ng umaga, prepare the kids, do the household chores, and after that, you need to do business. So kahit kailangan mo lang sila entertain, turn on the TV, minsan feeling I'm a bad mom kasi ito yung TV para ma-entertain sila at the same time and doing cleaning the, like the prom, doing marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay din kasi nandyan lang yung job mo instead of sending them to a childcare
mm-hmm.
na parang dati kasi tinay namin isend sila sa childcare, kaya lang nagkakasakit sila.
Mm-mm.
So, mas may time, mas flexible yung time kasi naalagaan mo sila. Yung workplace mo, doon lang din sa bahay mo. And ngayon pa, na nandyan yung husband ko, so ang routine namin, in the morning, ako yung gising ako ng 5 a.m.
Wow.
So, have coffee. Gusto ko kasi may me time ako. I love reading books. Then, mag-tidy up ng bahay. Then, prepare ko na yung breakfast. Yung routine namin ngayon na wala nang, di na nag-work as empleyado yung husband ko. So, make sure na pagising nila, everything is ready. Kasi mag-school yung dalawang kids ko. Then, yung husband ko magpaligo sa kanila, sa mga estudyante. Then, magpakain din. Then, send ko sila sa school. At pagdating ko sa bahay, doon na ako magawa ng mga admin work. Like marketing, email, and tidying the house. And much din. Although may time ka sa family mo, may disadvantage rin na, ayun, parang hindi ka makafocus sa work lang. Kasi nasa bahay ka eh. Yung office mo nasa bahay.
Yes, it's kind of hard to work from home. Oo, kasi maraming distraction. Meron kang chores, may mga bata, 'di ba? Meron ka pang dapat mag-prepare ka pa ng kainin nila o pagligo nila. So, naglalagay ka ba ng mga parameters, Cyrene, like, you know, in terms of, you know, working from home?
Yes, ang ginagawa ko na lang, nagpo-block hours ako. Like, for this time, 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, I need to focus on my work. So, hindi ko muna titignan kung anong household chores dyan. Basta focus ako sa work para mas productive yung time na yun. Then, after pagtulog na ang kids, ang ginagawa ko, nag-jot down ako ng mga to-do list ko that I want to accomplish the next day. Palagay ko yun nag-work. Then, pagtulog sila, doon ako naggagawa ng ibang mga work. Like, packaging, kasi isi-send sa customers.
Yes, oo. So the key is to be organized.
To be organized.
To plan ahead.
Ahead of time, planning, and also wala masyadong social media, browse.
Oo.
And yeah, hindi ako masyadong nanonood kasi ng TV rin. So, sa work, sa kids.
Okay, so yung me time mo is just reading book in the morning when you wake up. Ganon yung iyong me time.
Yeah, me time, reading book, then parang visualizing about life. Parang yung kumataya.
Okay, napaka-productive ng iyong utak. Oo. Okay, that's so good. Anyway, mamaya, sa pagbabalik natin, Cyrene, pag-uusapan naman natin itong iyong IPL or, tama ba? IPL laser hair removal product.
Yes.
Oh, we'll talk about that. At ang good news din kasi nakipag-partner ka sa Miss Universe Australia dito
yes,
sa iyong negosyo. So malalaman natin ang mga detalye ng kwentong 'yan sa pagbabalik ng SBS Filipino. Let's talk about itong IPL business or IPL product mo. So bakit naman naisip mo pasukin yung itong beauty product na ito? Or like, bakit laser hair removal? What drove you to sell this product?
Yeah, kasi that is also my problem. Like, I'm a very hairy person. So I really want to have like a device where you can just do it at home. So you don't need to travel or have constant payment with the beauty salon. And I also, found a conversation with friends that they also want to have that kind of device. So I've done research with the IPL treatment and I see the amazing results. I tried it myself. It's pain-free, long-lasting hair reduction. Then it's really convenient and safe. And then I took a leap of faith and enormous investment of time, money into sourcing the best handpicked professionally tested devices. So we also run we tested it in different skin color women. Then when we found out it's really effective, I found this amazing manufacturer na nakipag-work sa akin. Then I also hired a third-party quality inspector. Then Then nung okay yung product bago i-ship dito sa Australia, we also done photo shoot, then also hire some talent, then I launch my website and do some collaboration with influencers. So yun yung process na ginawa ko sa Junior Skin ko. Because of the simple problem that I want to, you know, remove those unwanted hairs and find solution to that problem. And I found out that there are plenty of women who've got same frustration. So I just take the first step. Start, actually.
Talagang, kumbaga, isinabuhay mo yung iyong vision. At
I, yes.
Naalala mo ba before, nung kasi nakwento mo na hairy ka, di ba? Nagkaroon ba ng time when you were young that you were bullied kasi nga medyo hairy ka or balbon yung tawag nila sa atin yan, di ba?
Yes. Normal lang kasi during high school day natatandaan ko. Kasi di ba lagi ka nakashave, doon na yung tumutuwa. Ito normal topic.
Mas kumakapal.
Diba? Sa mga women, di ba?
Oo.
Nakarelate. So, nakalimutan ko actually mag-shave nun. Kasi tinaas ko kasi yung kilikili ko noon. Then parang nakita ng classmate ko na hairy kasi I forget to shave my underarms. Then yun, parang binuli nila ako.
Uh-huh.
I think some women can also relate, di ba? You need to shave your
kilikili.
Underarms every like 3 days or do waxing. Ganun.
So nagugat
yung mom ko kasi and sister ko talagang hairy rin sila. So makaka-relate talaga ako. Akala ko ako lang pero when I talk with other, you know, friends, family, so same problem.
So parang yun din yung naging nagtulak sa iyo, no? Yung experience mong yun na nabully ka kasi nga may hair sa kilikili o may buhok sa kilikili, parang yun din nag-push siya yun na talagang isabuhay itong negosyong ito.
Okay. Yes.
Relate ako kasi actually ako, Sairi, permanent hair laser removal sa kilikili kasi ayoko na talagang mag-shave. Kasi parang, di ba nakaka-chicken skin din kapag nag-shave ka pa? Oo.
Then sometimes infection and ingrown hair.
Oo, yes. Pero ang isang problema ko, yung sa paa kasi hindi yun permanent laser removal, hair removal. So siya. I use epilator naman, pero mabilis siya talagang nag-grow din. So tell me about this product.
Kapag lang kita ng Junior Skin ko.
Ay, wow. Wow naman. Pamas ko ba? Salamat naman.
Yeah.
Pero tell me, paano ba nag-work yung produkto? Like, kasi how is it different from like a normal epilator, itong IPL?
IPL, it's intense pulse light.
Okay.
So yung pinaka-light niya, pinapatay niya yung root ng hair. And the good thing is not about just the superficial hair, but the root and deep the skin. So meron din siyang skin rejuvenation while doing hair reduction. And you can use the product for 12 to 15 years as well. You don't need to buy any, you know, refills or constant cost. So one time purchase lang siya.
Ah, that's good. Okay, masakit ba siya? Kasi ang epilator or kahit shaver nga, masakit, di ba, pag ginagamit mo?
Yeah, it's not painful. It's really pain-free. Not painful, but just a warm sensation. Kasi na-experience ko rin magpa-laser, so sobrang sakit and tinigil ko siya. Itong IPL, hindi siya masakit. Just warm sensation based sa mga customers din and other users. And also, you will see results after just few treatments like 3 to 4 weeks. So depending on the hair growth. Usually 3 to 4 weeks and you can also use it on your face, body, legs, arms. So, yeah.
Okay, so ito na nga talaga yung sagot ng mga kababaihan sa kanilang mga hair problems. Okay,
yes.
So, Sairin, ano naman yung goal mo and purpose mo in mind for the business? In years to come, saan mo nakikita yung iyong negosyo?
Okay, so of course we have a mission to help women look and feel beautiful in the comfort of their own home with our highest quality products that's been professionally tested. But nakikita ko ang future ng business ko, mailagay ko to sa mga big e-commerce retailer like Sephora, Ulta Beauty, Ultra Body, Mecca, para mas makita ng customers and also for brand awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also planning to have my full-time employee.
Ah, okay. Mag-hire ka
yeah,
na.
To help me grow. Okay. Yeah, that's also my plan kasi marami ring tasks na kailangan gawin. So, I really want to hire my first full-time employee to help me with the
Ayan.
Workload.
And,
kasi ngayon may mga contractor lang ako.
Mm-hmm.
So, halimbawa, kailangan ko ng graphic designer. Mostly, hina-hire ko talaga tiga Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit gumagamit ako ng like Fiverr, Upwork, nag-hire ako. Parang mas gusto ko Filipino kasi nakakatulong kayo. Yung talaga goal ko rin.
Eh. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oo. Nakaka-proud, no, na isang Pinay naman ang may ganitong vision dito sa Australia. At isang ang one step closer ka na sa iyong mga pangarap. Kasi nakipag-partner ka din sa Miss Universe Australia. Para,
yes.
Oo, ano, tell me about this partnering or partnership.
That time, I actually received an email from Miss Universe organization that they want to do collaboration with Junior Skin Co. So, nung nag-receive ko ng email, sobrang saya ko talaga, di ba? Pag small business ka, tapos napansin ka kasi parang nakita lang nila yung mga IG post ko, then tinignan nila yung website. And one of the candidates kasi, parang ginamit ko siya as a model sa Junior Skin Co.
Okay.
And then, yeah, and I really love this organization. They're multicultural as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped me build trust sa mga followers nila. Kasi they have parang genuine followers. Like, yung mga contestants ng Miss Universe Australia, pinupost nila yung product about Junior Skin Co. So, bawat candidate na yon may mga kanya-kanyang followers social media. So, nakatulong talaga siya para sa brand awareness and trust na sa brand ko, Junior Skin Co.
Mm-mm. That's good. Nako, hindi pa aawat. At ang good thing din kasi nitong pandemic din, no, Cyrene, ay mas naging in demand ang iyong produkto kasi nga sarado mostly yung mga beauty salons. So, mas marami bang bumili?
Yes, actually, we also have distributors in the Philippines, Australia, Dubai, US, and so them sell out recently because of COVID, diba?
Mm-hmm.
And may mga time na may bumibili sa website and sold out na talaga, wala akong ma-ship. But ini-email ko na lang sila na medyo delay, like 2 weeks. Then okay naman kasi they're willing to wait to have this product. And yeah, I'm just so happy because we shipped worldwide and it's fast going at the moment.
Mm-mm.
So all the hard work really
paying off. Ayan.
Yeah.
Congratulations sa iyo, Cyrene. Pero I'm sure nais din malaman ng ating mga tagapakinig kung ano yung mga payo mo. For example, meron tayong mga tagapakinig na nais din magsimula ng negosyo. Ano yung maipapayo mo sa kanila?
Yes. Okay. First, my advice, you need to start. Just do it. By taking action, it gives you motivation to keep on moving. No excuses or worrying too much about the outcome kasi yun yung lagi ko narinig sa mga gustong mag-start ng business. They're worrying about, how about kapag hindi siya naging successful, walang bumili.
Uh-oh.
Remember that procrastination is the enemy of success. So no matter how big or small the goal is, you can never accomplish anything if you don't even, take the first step.
Mm-mm.
So you just need to start. And before you start thinking what to sell, kung anong product is isa mo, think about what it will solve or the value it will give to your target customers, like my product, IPL. Instead of going to expensive salon, you can do it at home using Junior Skin Co. So it's one-time purchase, and you can do it at the comfort of your own home. And number three, start small. You need to laser focus on that idea and product. Test if there's demand. Hindi yung nag-jump in ka kaagad sa ibang business kasi nangyari sa akin yun eh. So feeling ko hindi nag-work so nag-jump ulit ako sa ibang business. Hindi mo pa ginawa yung mga ways para mag-work yung and maging successful yung business na yan. So do whatever it takes para maging successful yung product or yung business na yan. So kung wala talaga, mag-tune ka naman kay first. So also, number four, be mindful with your expenses. Kasi, di ba, maraming small businesses nagko-close kasi hindi sila mindful kung ano yung mga outgoings. You need to cut unnecessary outgoing and you need to be like creative or, paano ba, creative. I really recommend, you know, the book, Profit First. Kasi nung nabasa ko siya, parang naisip ko na kailangan ko siya i-share sa mga ibang entrepreneurs or business women kasi talaga nakatulong siya sa akin. You need to have business that is profitable, hindi yung nauubos yung savings mo dahil hindi siya nag-create ng income. Di ba minsan parang naging liabilities yung business mo?
Yes.
Maraming businesses na ganun kaya nagsasarado and nag-end up bankrupt, may utang pa. So you need to be mindful with your expenses. So I recommend the book Profit First.
Ayun.
The author is Mike. I forget the surname but it's Mike. Profit First book. You must read it before you start. And number five, marketing. This is the most vital part of the business. You need to market your product on your customer, on your target customer. So, kahit gaano kaganda yung product mo, kung hindi nakikita ng customers mo, ng target customers mo, di ba? So, walang sense na may maganda kang product. You should be proud of because you have amazing product. So, get out of your comfort zone and share your product. Social media nowadays, social media is one of the best platforms.
Ayan. Ayan. Cyrene, wala na tayong oras pero salamat talaga sa pagbabahagi mo ng iyong inspiring kwento sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig. Mahanap ka nila
yes,
sa social media.
Thank you so much, Claudette. Yes, you can just visit Junior Skin Co. Visit our website, juniorskinco.com.
Thank you so much sa iyong oras at ingat kayo dyan sa Adelaide.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.